Well, Pinkies, it's the Faye driver. We're out and about on an early, what is it, Saturday morning. Waiting to go for a little bit of a drive. Got a lot of little errands to do. And so we're out trying to get things done before the masses get out and get in the way. Because that's what they like to do. So you probably want to know what we've been up to. Let's put a little suspension in there. It's been a busy, busy month of November. Working on the basement suite for Dad, dear old Dad. Now Dad's all of a sudden very excited about moving in. He came over to see the work we've been doing. And now all of a sudden he's jonesing to move in. So I'm somewhat surprised by this, because for the longest time my father has been wanting to continue living independently. And so I'm a little surprised that now he's had a change of heart. I think he's maybe slowed down in his life quite a bit. He's spending a lot more time by himself. And I don't think he likes that. I think he gets a little lonely. So, and I think he's starting to recognize that he's not as capable as he was previously. And that he's getting older. And I think he's recognized he's starting to have memory problems, which he wasn't really aware previously that he had memory problems. But I think he's finally starting to accept this about his aging. In any case, Dad's taken just a little bit of a turn on how he feels about moving into my basement. But that could change. Because he does have these little outbursts where he gets mad at me. And he sort of lashes out a little bit. But I don't know. He gets over those. I think he forgets pretty quickly. So there's been a lot of strife in the podcasting world. Big Fatty is now dealing with these types of issues with his mother. My heart goes out to you, Mr. Fatty, because I know what it's like. So we're feeling for you. Everyone's feeling for you. And some very sad news. A lot of passings away of our favorite podcasters like Archer and Matt, Midwest Matt. Both of their fathers have passed away, so we're thinking about those people as well. Now, I have to drive like a maniac up in here just a little bit, so we'll just be thinking maybe we should go into super duper mode here. I'll just take control of the transmission. We're driving the Panamera today. And fourth gear, third gear, get down there, 4,000 RPM, coming into one of my favorite, extremely slippery, pull. Oh, yeah, pretty loose on the front there. Slow down, move the rear end's moving around. This car really manages this, holy smokes, it is slick, yes. This car really manages the slip really nicely. It's pretty good. The brakes just kicked in there, just there. The traction control system saved my bacon on that very slippery corner. Let's take fourth gear, 36. Don't you go, don't you go, you fucker. Thank you. All right. Someone wanted to jump out in front of me at their stop sign. So, yeah, it's a great car.
You know, Pinkies, it's been a tough go. I've been having a work has been extremely busy. I've had a lot of pressure on me at work to get all these, a lot of things done before the end of the year. And we basically consider December 1st to be the end of the year. So I've been working my ass off, and we've had all kinds of fires. The fires, people burning down their houses. It's really very tragic, but they are so much work and they're so chaotic, and you got to go in and manage these fires. It just drives me crazy. It's just a lot of work. So I just noticed that I've been recording on low gain. So great. So now I'm going to have to yell harder. This episode's going to be quiet. The fire, managing these fires that occur in people's houses, it's just a lot of work for us fire marshals. We are not fire marshals, by the way. We are fire inspectors or fire investigators. A fire marshal is the person who sits at the desk in the corner that nobody likes, who tells everybody to get out of the building. Get out of the building! Get out of the building! When your fire alarm goes off. You know how frustrating those are, right? You're trying to get your work done and the fire alarm bell goes off. Do we have to leave? Really? Again? Is there really anything on fire? Or is it the mall in the basement that's making the bells go off? And then the fire marshal comes out. All right, everybody. Probably throws their pink vest on. high visibility vest with a clipboard and goes around the office telling people to get out. You gotta get out of the building. Those are fire marshals. I am not a fire marshal. I am a fire inspector. All right. Well, that's rant number one. people in my city have been burning down their houses and stuff, and so when that happens, then I have to go out. Even if they don't burn down their houses, they might just have a simple kitchen fire. I was gonna deep fat fry some pickles. I forgot, and the fat caught fire, and now everything's on fire. Even though you may not burn your house down with your stupid samosas, it still creates a lot of work for your poor, befuddled fire inspector, Faye. Fire Inspector Faye. I've had a lot of that going on. I've had, four fires to deal with in the last 2 weeks. And I'm done with it. Went to work on Friday. That would be yesterday. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna have a great day. I'm gonna sit at my desk and catch up on all my paperwork. Because, really, it's just a bureaucratic mess of papers and computer data entries. Oh, yeah. And of course, another fucking massacres. I had a kitchen fire to deal with and a high-rise situation. I don't know if I should be telling you these things. Can I get in trouble? Is someone going to rat me out and say, oh, Faye was talking about the fire department? Anyway, whatever. So I thought, oh, great, Friday. Kick my feet up. Sit at my desk, do all my things, and of course, I didn't even make it into the door to my frickin' desk, and they're like, I got some fires for you, Faye. So, all right, we're gonna pause this for a moment as I look after my first shush car. After a while, I look after my first responsibility. One moment, please. What? Now I'm going to change the gain on this thing, and you're going to hate it. All right. All right. Task accompli. So we're going grocery shopping. I'm going to head to the grocery store next. Trying to get a jump on all the humans that are out here in the world, but good God, they're already out in full force here. Okay, here we go. So, we have been working on the basement, getting lots accomplished there. It's really coming along fairly well. We've got, managing all of these contractors and such. What a pain in the neck that is, right? I mean, you get these, can you install some light switches and some lights?
Sure, I'll come over and look at the project and tell you what it will cost.
So the guy comes over, yeah, okay,
we're going to do this and I'm just, okay, it'll cost you and whatever, $3,000 or...
All right, great. When can you do it?
Oh, I'll get back to you. Well, let's see. Maybe we'll shoot for the 15th. Okay.
15th. So when are you coming?
Oh, yeah. What was the job? What were we going to do? Can you remind me? I don't do quite recall what we talked about.
This is why you need, these jack-offs. Listen, they're not jack-offs, but... Professionalism is so... It's just gone out the window. Like, can't you give me a piece of paper that says, this is what we're going to do, this is how much it's going to cost. I don't need to sign anything, but, like... And then you keep a copy for yourself, so when I call you and say, yeah, you're going to come on the 15th like you promised, oh, I can't remember what we talked about... You could look at the paper and, oh, yeah, he's doing, oh, right, yeah, sure, I can come. And you just got this, like, constant prodding of these people. And then, they get there. They start doing the job. Oh, I didn't realize we needed, 16 mamble bambles. Now, that's going to cost $5 each for 16 times. Well, it's going to add to your job, so now you're not paying what you thought you were going to be, a little more. And if you really wanted to do a nice job, you would add a little, the twiggy-wiggy switch here. Oh, I didn't realize we needed a sphagnum tube to go through this beam here. I'm going to add that to your job. So, sometimes you just want to strangle these people. It's just so complicated. And you always end up paying more. It always takes longer and it always costs more. So, it's a good thing that there's no budget. Because, these guys don't have a concept of a budget. Anyway, the short story is the basement renovation is coming along nicely. It's nice to have some movement on things. I'm basically now at the stage where I need to have a drywaller come and put up drywall or gyp rock or whatever you want to call it. The walls need to go in now. And the tub is ready to go in, and I want to put my urinal back on the wall because I haven't had my urinal for who knows, 6 weeks? No, 4 weeks. So, whoa, what a glorious day that's going to be. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I miss that urinal so much. In any case, the project is coming along nicely, and I'm very happy with the way that it's going. And it is a lot of work, and this weekend I'll be putting up insulation, which is disgusting, and cleaning up the messes. They just make so many messes. Everybody makes a mess. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Where are we? 4. Let's get down to 3rd here, please. Into this really slick Is it slick? Yeah. Pressure. Yeah, it's just, come on, keep it. Oh, there you go, Faye. Learning how to manage the traction control on this big brute. It is such a big brute, this car. I'm actually afraid to turn the traction control off because it's such a heavy car, and I just don't know how the weight balance, how the weight works in this car, because the computer traction control is always doing something behind the scenes on this car, and when you don't know what it's going to do, it can be very scary, especially when you're driving a rather expensive car. Where's that traction? Nope, that's not it. No, stop. I'm not allowed. Okay, good. Traction. Press and hold. Bing. Track PSM off. PSM off. 4, 3, 2. Let's see if we can. Oh, that's so grippy on the front end. Wow. It is hard to get it to break loose at the rear end because the front end is so grippy. So we are on traction control off. Better put my suspension into super. So full rigid suspension now. And I am shifting fifth gear. I haven't driven this car really, pushed it to the limit since we went to Euclid somewhere. When was that? March or something? Third gear. Second gear, 4,500. Yeah, it just will not slip. That back end is so sticky. On the power outs, powering out. This is typical of these Porsches. Under braking, the rear end gets really loose. You very rarely, well, I shouldn't say that. You very rarely have understeer under braking, but that's not entirely true. What I meant to say was the most common problem you have with when you're decelerating or braking with the Porsches, with the rear end weight, the engine in the rear end, is the back end being so heavy that it tends to get out of sync. You don't usually experience, or when you experience understeer, that is not the problem. That's what I'm trying to say. With these Porsches, you have to be careful when you're braking about making sure you know what the rear end is going to do. Let's try into third here. So a bit of braking, and then a bit of push pressure, and it just grips. Just grips. So the front all-wheel drive is much more pronounced on this car, the Panamera. Whereas in the other little 911, the front end power takes longer to kick in, shall I say. On this car, the front end power seems to be there. There's no delay. So I got fourth gear, third gear. There we go, with a little bit of a power slide out of that corner. Really had to work at that. Listen to that engine, 4,000. Nice long straight stretch here. Out in the fields here where the farmers, they aren't doing a lot of toiling these days, these farmers. so it's quiet out here. All the crops have seemed to have been harvested. And there's just a little touch of fog this morning, and we actually see some blue sky. Vancouver's coming into a nice sunny period. It will be cold. So I'm going to do some extreme braking, second gear, and then pressure. Oh, and then the traction control still is working there. That bloody traction control. Still kicking in on me, huh? So that's what's happening. It won't let me do too extreme of a power slide. Interesting. Good learning experience today. Okay, I don't know. I guess I'm done. I'm going to continue driving this car. I might just throw on some music, but let's pretend this is the end of the episode. I am the Fade Driver. My hearts go out to all of you folks who are dealing with family issues. I hope you are doing well. I'm looking forward to a slightly more relaxed December, so you may hear from me a little more. You should look forward to getting the annual Christmas Day run, although I will be at Mother Anderson's for that, so I don't know how we're going to do that. frowned upon when you say, oh, Christmas morning, I'm going for a drive. You guys all just open your presents. Don't wait for me. My presents waiting outside there in the garage. Oh, maybe we can get some great snowy roads in. Oh, wouldn't that be great for a Christmas Day run? Anyway, we'll see how that turns out. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Might have some surprise audio for you coming up, and I'm sorry about the funny audio levels in this episode. All right, goodbye. All right, we're going to turn the traction control back on. Car is shifting. She took us down to the edge of Decatur. We saw the lion and the kangaroo take her down to the Vivian Lee is probably wondering why I'm not playing her wacky CDs from the 70s that she gave me. All right, into 5, 4, 3, into a roundabout here, not very fast. Let's grip, grip, grip. Oh, yeah, this car has got great tires on it. There's so many gears to run through in this car. Second gear. Yeah. It's a big car, man. It doesn't go through those roundabouts like that little one does. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2. Slippery here. Oh yeah, that's a little bit of a kick there. Into second. Big revs. 4,500. 3,000 through this roundabout. Give me a bit of slip and then, oh, so there you go. Just a touch. 67,000 RPM coming out of there. Thank you. Okay, that's it. Fun's over.